Chuck Oliver here with College Football Today, and the news over the weekend that Sean McGuire is out for the first three, maybe four regular season games made it a pretty easy equation for me. DeAndre Francois, who would have won the job regardless, is simply elevated to starting quarterback for the Seminoles a little earlier than would have happened otherwise. That's not surprising, and I think that it actually will be a positive for Florida State that Francois gets so many of the snaps with the ones earlier than he would have if McGuire was still practicing. But what after that? What if there's an injury? What if for some reason DeAndre Francois has to leave the game? You ever heard of Jake Rizzo? Of course you haven't. He's a walk-on quarterback, lightly recruited coming out of high school, and he is now one play from being your starting quarterback. Yes, Jake Rizzo is the backup. There should be no scenario ever where a program like Florida State is at best this thin at quarterback, more realistically, this dysfunctional at quarterback. The truth is, there looks like Jimbo has one pretty good option at quarterback, and nothing but giant question marks behind me. With College Football Today, I'm Chuck Oliver.